Today, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Phoenix Lights. Phoenix Lights was a UFO sighting phenomenon that happened back in the summer of 1997. In fact, it turned out after the fact that the very first person to report that sighting was Kurt Russell. He was flying in to the airport there with his kid and described how he's seen a triangular formation of lights about half a mile off, and he called in the sighting. It wasn't just Kurt that saw it, though. Lots of people saw it. Phoenix is a big city. People all over town spotted it. I think this went on for a couple of days. And the sightings actually varied from people thinking that they were seeing large triangular ships to people just seeing light formations, which added a little bit of confusion to the situation. And there's a lot to be said there. I mean, if this thing was a true alien craft, and it was really large, by the way. I mean, like city blocks wide. If this is the case, I mean, there could have been a situation where the item was cloaking itself somehow to appear as what was lights, or maybe this was just something in the phenomenon itself. I mean, not so much that it was this giant ship that we could feel, see, touch in the way that we think we do. It's also a possibility that this was some type of energy that was simply manifesting itself in a certain way, depending upon how the viewer saw the object. It seems strange that some people saw a ship, some people saw lights. This brings us to the question of if are these things a mechanical object, or are these things simply a phenomenon that's represented from an energy force or some other higher power that's basically projecting them into our mind. I mean, it seems a little bit odd when you think about it, because we're so used to seeing things in the three dimensions. You know, we can see them, we can touch them, we can feel them. But with the UFOs, so oftentimes they appear three-dimensional, but they actually act in ways that they're not three-dimensional. I mean, they're moving in ways that are physically impossible. They're coming in and out of view. They're changing shapes. It's almost as if they are more like a ghost, really, than they are like a hard, solid object. But at any rate, a lot of people spotted this thing, and like I said, the descriptions range from being a large triangular shaped craft to simply a triangular formation of lights. So many people saw it. Of course, if you know much about UFOs, you're aware of the situation. And lots of people reported it, and there was a lot of discussion about it. Well, a person, you know, people wanted to hear something from the politicians. And I really don't even know why people care about what a politician has to say in these situations, because you know they're going to lie to you. Number one, they don't know any more than you do. No politician that we can physically talk to, see on TV, or know the name of is going to probably know what's going on. Maybe there are a few are, but if they are there, they're not going to tell you. So if it's a deep state thing, it's pointless to ask these guys because they couldn't tell you if they wanted to. Secondly, if it's an alien craft, how would they know any more about it than you do? And if they are in collusion with the government somehow, they certainly aren't going to shed any light on it. So to my mind, the whole point of disclosure is a waste of time. But anyway, they tried it out, I should say, Governor, what, Fife Symington, the governor of Arizona at the time. And he did something I think was really despicable, actually. They brought some people out, and they brought out a guy in a space alien costume. And the governor had a big joke about it and just belittled everybody that had seen this, you know, region-wide phenomena. Now, why would he do that? I mean, he says he did it because he had to, you know, people were so worried and he had to keep the peace because, you know, his voters are so stupid, they might have rioted in the streets. It could have been the end of the world. Well, that's nonsense. In my opinion, he did it because he thinks he's better than you, quite frankly. I think it was very bad behavior. And now he's on, you know, TV, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I saw the lights, and I know it was real, and we need to talk about it." Well, that's great. You know, he can go on and say, hey, I shouldn't have done that, whatever. But as far as I'm concerned, as far as politicians go, I don't see how he deserves a public voice any more than anybody else does. Why is he all of a sudden now being interviewed by CNN, last year during the anniversary? He somehow is this, continues to be an expert on a UFO disclosure when he's the guy that brings out somebody in a Martian suit to make fun of the tens of thousands of people that saw this thing. The adult responsible thing to have done would have just been to say, remain calm. We don't know what it is, and carry on. This is basically what Harry Truman did when UFOs were reported over the White House back in, I think it was the 1950s, 1956, maybe. The point is that if you're looking for disclosure, if you're looking for truth, if there ever does become a situation where UFOs do show up and they're not friendly, I would not recommend counting on your local politician or your governor or even your president to tell you the truth. Because if they know the truth, they can't tell you. And chances are they don't know the truth any more than you do. But it was kind of fun looking back. I put some links up on the site with some interviews with the governor. There's a video there of Kurt Russell talking about sighting the lights over Phoenix, and it's really kind of fun to go back and see how people reacted to it. It would be interesting to see if the same thing happened today, with there's so much more connectivity with the internet. A lot of people didn't have the internet back in 1997. A lot of people in the rural parts of the country didn't have it, or it was so slow it didn't work. But today, if something like this happened, you can bet that the reports of it are going to move a lot quicker. But I guess my advice, the advice I take for myself is that if there ever is a situation with mass sightings again, I pretty much don't believe anything the government says about it, and I pretty much don't believe anything a politician says about it. I have to make up my own mind. I have to make up my own informed choices. And like I've said before, I have to believe my own lying eyes, because just because a governor wants to come on the local news and say that, a couple hundred thousand people that saw a massive UFO phenomena are mistaken in imagining things, that doesn't change the fact for what I see myself or what you see yourself. So once again, as we always say, rely on your own judgment, and don't depend upon the government to disclose anything. Do your own research. Well, that's it for today. Have a good weekend, and check us out on UFO.com. Over and out.